And welcome to Dr. Terry Starlight Show. How are you doing tonight? I don't know if you're like me, but I am swamped. So swamped I even forgot I had a radio show. But anyway, so I'd like to refresh your memory a little bit, making you aware that we had a nasty full moon into the sign of Scorpio, just a few days ago. And as you know, for those who have my books, Moon Power, I always advise every one of you to be very careful of what you do, of what you say, because when the moon is into the sign of death and drama, the word drama and death will reach you. Now, understand that a full moon also tend to affect the weather. And for those of you, I'm sure you have watched CNN, part of my prediction was to be aware through the quatrain that I wrote about nature going out of order. Of course, thousands of people had to flee the volcano, and hundreds of people had to flee New England flood. And remember, this is something that doesn't take place on a regular basis. The last time this place had so much flood was in 1930 or something. So understand also that this sign was death. So all the major pieces of news involve terrorism, sex, drama, and if you go to my website, you will see during those 2 or 3 days the tremendous amount of negative energy produced by the full moon in the sign of Scorpio that has interacted with nature, of course, and man's affair. And incidentally, when the moon goes into the sign of Scorpio, there is also a life and death situation that takes place also on a very, very personal level. And in my case, for example, as the moon was waxing just before the moon got full in Scorpio, I connected with a beautiful, beautiful girl. Her name is Jessie, and soon she'll be probably all over the website. So we became a very good friend, put it this way. So I died, for all of you who knows me out there, the few hundred millions of people that read my newsletters, Samantha and I, we split, and that moon in Scorpio came as a dead end for her and I, and a new life, so to speak, for me and Jesse. So understand that the moon in Scorpio is dying and rebirthing. And for those that are born under the sign of Scorpio will be directly touched. Now, you could be under any sign of the zodiac and still being touched directly. And that is if you had your moon in Scorpio, your head or your tail of the dragon in Scorpio, like Samantha or Jesse, born with the moon in Scorpio, and so forth. So it's important to make notes of these lunations and how they interact with nature and your life in general. And again, this is why I generate moon power, so you keep an eye on the news before the news, and that's why moon power is written. So what else going on in my life? Well, apart from those incredible changes that took place, oh, by the way, I have to mention that right away. For those who have my newsletters, I advised you that Samantha was supposed to go with me to San Francisco and doing some reading. Obviously, sad enough, because, again, of that lunation in Scorpio, that's not going to happen. Samantha will not be going with me. We are literally dead to each other. So I know many of you have good memory of that girl. She is a beautiful girl. She did what she had to do with me, for me. I did what I had to do with her, for her. And this is what life is all about. We all have to accept our strengths, our weaknesses. We have to let go. We have to release. And we have to laugh about our weaknesses and allow, most of all, allow people their errors and move on. Remember, you will never attract love if you're still stuck in your past with somebody. Remember that you will never find true fulfillment and true happiness and true joy or wealth or health unless you are a representation of that energy. So it's important for you to be positive at all costs. It's important to practice what you preach. If you're into health, you know, don't get drunk every night and don't smoke pot and stay clear from doctor prescriptions. Simple as that. Because in the long run, that will catch up to you. physically or spiritually, and you don't want to be victimized by the tremendous power of Neptune, the planet of deception, poisoning, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, religion, pot, drugs, alcohol, name it. This big planet that controls the sign of Pisces plays very serious havoc in the human life. And again, this is why I'm requesting you, once you have a chance, if you did not do it yet, go to my website, scroll down to that banner that where you see the world sinking into the ocean, and read what took me weeks to put there for you and years to assimilate for your benefit. All right, now, what I'm going to look at, I'm going to look at the current transit for now. Mercury is in the sign of Taurus. Again, Mercury is the planet of communication, writing, reading, talking, the god of the sky, this god who has wings on his heels that brings the mail, so to speak, to all the families of the stars. Mercury, the messengers of the god. This planet translates in his world with the post office. Every moving part, transportation, communication, telephone, and of course, Mercury was the on the animal world or bird's world, it was the parrot. That's why a parrot talks a lot. He also rules a lot of communication. People who have a strong Mercury are ADD, like me, but it's not a disorder, remember. It's a gift, and it makes people very fluent in languages, communication, writing, ticking, language. Also, photography, journalism, there's so many things that this Mercury can affect you. So this planet right now is in the sign of Taurus. And again, remember, Taurus is the symbol of the bull. That's the symbol chosen by Merrill Lynch Corporation to represent the money. Eh? And remember again that Taurus rules Switzerland, where all the banks are located. So with Mercury in Taurus, the mental process is geared towards money, towards solidity, towards beauty and the art. Again, remember, Taurus is ruled by Venus, the goddess of love and beauty. So the downfall with Mercury in Taurus is if you're born with that position, you could be pretty stubborn and reluctant to change your mind about whatever you have accepted as reality, whether it be religious or scientific. So keep an open mind. Of course, the Sun is actually conjuncting Mercury. So that means quite a lot of action out there. People are talking, communicating, exchanging ideas, thinking about making money. Of course, this conjunction of the Sun and Mercury in Taurus will bring option to reevaluate your financial position and to start to make money. So that's what's going on with Mercury conjuncting the Sun in Taurus. We got Mars in Cancer, people, so be careful. Remember, Mars is the red planet of war, the planet to regulate danger, machinery, the army, the navy, Germany, the rough planet of war that controls the sign of Aries. And again, for your information, Hitler was born under the constellation of Aries. Saddam Hussein, there's so many people that are into war that are controlled by the sign of Aries in the red planet of war, Mars. So this planet is into the sign of Cancer. Again, remember, Cancer is the sign whose home, family, real estate, food, housing, clothing. So having Mars in the world of Cancer, it's like having a red ball of fire into your home. And this planet could bring fights with family members, with your lover. This planet in the sign of Cancer could also make you do things around the house and burn yourself or catch your hands if you start to do things too fast. So Mars is indirectly affecting your home area. It could make you aggressive. It will also affect the animals, making them very, very busy or aggressive. So careful with animals at the same time. And because this planet rules danger and fire, make sure to turn everything off. Don't fight with family members. And Mars will stimulate you. It will steer you to go into cooking, maybe, the positive aspect of Cancer. This Mars may also steer you into doing real estate endeavors or connect with family members. And most of all, it's on your stomach. So do not eat when you're upset, because Mars will burn the linings of your stomach. That's what we have with Mars into the sign of Cancer. Remember, America is a Cancer country. July 4, 1776, the sign of food. again, depicting why so many Americans died because of the fork, too much food in this country. So Mars is the planet of war, and it could bring some nasty development, which I see this upcoming weekend. It could be a volcano, it could be an earthquake, but be ready for some serious explosion with Mars into the sign of Cancer. And that will take place mostly this weekend. So be ready. Okay, now, Saturn is in Leo. Remember Saturn. Saturn is the engineer. Saturn is the builder. Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn, which is the goat, which slowly but surely has to climb to the top of the mountain against the wind, the cold, the snow, and the ice, and gather a position of respect in society. So this Saturn is in Leo. What does it do to you? Well, again, depending on which house and depending on how Saturn talks to other planets, it would affect your love life. Remember, Saturn is old people that have names and power. Saturn is structure, Saturn is career, while Leo is love and romance. So who knows? You could be attracted to a partner that are much younger or much older that demand adjustment or help and so forth with Saturn in the sign of Leo. And as you know, any relationship started within the this configuration of Saturn in Leo will have a long repercussion because the energy of Saturn is very long-lasting. So this is an option to build love. It will also bring responsibilities in the affairs of love, romance, and children, helping each other. And in some part of your chart, the Saturn in Leo may mean also a rebuilding of your creative forces, either spiritually or artistically. So Saturn Leo has a lot to offer. Again, it is into the sign of Leo that rules the heart, and a lot of work is being done by the medical field now, by those doctors that have reached the top of the mountain, Capricorn, respected physicians that are doing all that they can to bring about a better way of healing and operating on the heart. And incidentally, not long ago, two of my friends died of heart attack. And again, I received an email from a very close lady, a friend of mine, and her boyfriend was just thrown to the emergency room and had the open heart surgery. So this Saturn in the sign of Leo is bringing slowly but surely progress to bring about a better way to handle heart surgery. And on a more loving level, it will bring difficulties and structure and building of love, a very long-lasting love with either a much younger or much older partner in your life. But the process is promising because Saturn always rewards those who are willing to work hard on their career or in their love and in building a pyramid of success. And as always, Saturn never rewards early in life. All that you're doing, if you started a new relationship or if you started a new art course, will pay off in 3 to 4, even 5 years from today. So until then, you've got to be ready to take on the hard work. Saturn is watching you. Remember, this planet is very karmic, and this planet will give you in time your reward. Next to Saturn, we have the Pot of Fortune into the sign of Leo. Again, remember, Leo rules France and Italy. The Pot of Fortune may depict an option for you to go there or to connect with people that have the light or that can love you. So this is as much as the Pot of Fortune is expanding and Saturn is constricting, it brings a balance with Saturn into the sign of Leo, which is worthwhile in wherever Leo and Saturn is located in your chart. All right, we're going to move now to the tail of the dragon. This tail of the dragon is still into the sign of Libra until June 2006. And as you know, Libra rules legality, problems. And for your information, Mr. Bush was born in July with the moon in Libra, and the tail of the dragon is in Libra, depicting why this presidency has so much trouble. Not long ago, there were polls on the NBC and CNN that Mr. Clinton was a much better president. What a bunch of imbecile people who write such ignorant things. They do not know that Mr. Clinton not only has a very beautiful moon in Taurus, which attracts money and brings security to the domestic area of the United States, but he also didn't have to suffer a nasty tale in Scorpio and a nasty tale in Libra on the moon of the president. So Clinton had the stars working for him, and the United States and the world was benefiting from it. It's not because Mr. Clinton is better than Mr. Bush. It's just the stars at work. The people do not have any cosmic consciousness, and they judge those two presidents and their legacy from their little brain, a piece of pea. Not even an entire pea, a small little brain, because they have no education and no cosmic consciousness. You do not judge a president because of what he does, sad enough. But what the stars make the president do and what the stars do to the world. And as you know me, I'm well ahead of time, and this world has a hell of a lot of work, sorry my French, to do before you guys understand what I'm talking about. So, who is calling me now? Don't call me now. All right, now, the tail of the dragon into the sign of Libra. One more time. Remember, Libra rules anything that dwells with partnerships, marriage, contract, legality. Again, putting a lot of stress on President Bush. Remember, the moon regulates the infrastructure of the country and all the contracts and the legacy and the laws is trying to get together with all the Mexicans who didn't want to go through the process of immigration and all the legality and the problems by sending the National Guard force to the American border between Mexico and the United States. All this is because this tail is in the sign of Libra, forcing this president through a nightmare of decisions. All right, in your personal level, Libra means partners. If you are with the wrong partners, you can be sure that this tail of the dragon's gonna have a blast to get rid of that person for you. So, be smart. It is not a loss. It's a liberation. And this means, of course, a great option for you to aim towards people that have what you need, towards people that can offer you balance and harmony and stability as imposed by the sign of Libra. So those losers that have entered your life that don't treat you right then have to be out. And you want to thank this tail in Libra. And I'm touched myself too, okay? I call people losers. Some are just total jerks who don't deserve each other's. And that, or maybe they do deserve each other's. God knows. It's all about karma and the UCI connecting to each other's. So the tail of the dragon in Libra will, on the more positive impact, lead you to partners that have better things to offer to you. And remember, Libra rules psychology and astral psychology. One of the reasons why last 2 years my career went absolutely phenomenal, because the world is finally catching up to the laws of the universe being overshadowing the laws of man or religion and the following of deities such as Allah, Buddha, Mohammed, Jesus, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, Witness of Jehovah, Fatima, Guru in Peru, and mankind's folly that ultimately kill each other in the name of their religion. So be aware of the tail of the dragon ultimately working for you. Jupiter, the great Jupiter in Scorpio. Oh my God, some people are going to be lucky. Well, Jupiter is the lord of luck. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. Jupiter is so very powerful. And you know what? A lot of people believe in the apocalyptic time that a piece of rock from the depth of the universe is going to cross our solar system and crash on Mother Earth and kill all of us. I said, boo. Why? Because when I was downloaded inside of the flying saucer in my incredible UFO experience, the true reason of the masses and purpose of Jupiter, I understood, and that's what I'm going to tell you now. Jupiter was set by the extraterrestrial. in our solar system, where it is, and obviously with such a huge mass as to protect us. Understand that anything that would come to us will have to go first through Jupiter's gravitational forces, which means it was set by the extraterrestrial to activate as a vacuum to bring on its big, huge back any debris that would fly from the outer space. As experienced, of course, with the Shoemaker comet about 10 years ago that were captivated on camera. But you know what? Technology allow us to see the real work of Jupiter's gravitational forces. But rest assured, trillions and billions of pieces of rocks and meteorites and God knows what hanging out there has already crashed on the big back of Jupiter. This is why Jupiter is called in Greek mythology the Great Protector, because of his gravitational forces, and he is a protector of our and in our solar system. So don't fall for a bunch of lunatics telling you we're all going to perish because of meteorite. Now you got it. Into the sign of Scorpio, the great Jupiter, teaching, publishing, traveling, your connection with foreigners, the teachers, the truth seeker, the messengers of the God, the great planet Jupiter. Your karma, your good karma, your good deeds, all that you have done so good in past life will be coming to you through the location of Jupiter. It is into the sign of Scorpio. Now understand that Jupiter rules also the codification of thought, which means books such as the Bible or the Quran, while Scorpio is death and drama. And again, it's in some way or somehow the same thing than Pluto into the sign of Sagittarius. Jupiter is rule and control Sagittarius, while Pluto rules and controls Scorpio. So Jupiter in Scorpio or Pluto in Sagittarius is the same energy. And that means the planet of death into the sign of religion. The planet of books and foreigners and religion connecting with the sign of death. And you're wondering why in the Middle East they're all queuing up to blow up themselves for Allah, or why a bunch of imbeciles would knock at your door trying to convince themselves that they have, we're talking about, of course, the Mormon, we're talking about the Witness of Jehovah, and this bunch of morons who are trying to convince themselves they have the truth by convincing you. You know, I got these people knocking at my door. 5 minutes, I convert them from imbecility into intelligent people by telling them exactly why they are, where they are, and what they do. Oh, many of them are freaking out. But that's why they knock at my door. Remember, there is no accident. Those souls are looking. They are looking for true answers. And they knock at my door, and they have the light behind that door, and I'm throwing at them, and most of the time, I said 85%, they connect with me. And if they don't, it's because I have no time to save a soul today. This is all so funny, people. With Jupiter in the sign of Scorpio, a great opportunity is given to you to reevaluate your religious, your philosophical persona, your option to have foreigners, as Jupiter was foreigners, to challenge you outside of religion, outside of science, or outside of everything that you have accepted as reality. Pluto is death. Scorpio is death. Jupiter is teaching, publishing, and religion. And this is why you have the age of Pisces, the age of religion, dying, giving room to the age of Aquarius, which is a much more intellectual, advanced, electronic sign. All right, move on to the moon in Capricorn. We have the moon in Capricorn today. Right, the moon is in fall. The moon belongs to Cancer on the other side of the zodiac, on the other side of the belt of the zodiac. The moon doesn't belong to Capricorn, but hey, if a child is born today with the moon in Capricorn, the emotions of the Cancerian energy of the moon will be under the solid, constructive energy of Saturn. So these people will have a lot of problem to show affection. They'll be cold. They'll be detached. They'll be logical. They'll be mathematician. No metaphysicians. Those who have the moon in Cancer are metaphysicians and spiritual and artistic and emotional. Those who have the moon in Capricorn are down-to-earth, practical, mathematician, engineer, builders, cold and calculated. That is the moon in Capricorn, okay? But again, doesn't mean because you have the moon in Capricorn you're not going to succeed. You just have to learn to show emotions and to show care and to come to life outside of a cold, calculated mind. All right. This moon in Capricorn will get the government in action. And very soon now, in a few hours, and the entire weekend, she will be cruising the sign of Aquarius and Neptune. So I'm expecting bad earthquake into the ocean. Remember, Neptune rules the oceans, an exotic place, including islands such as Japan. And I can tell you, once that moon gets into the sign of Aquarius, the sudden release of energy of this planet might bring a plane down, might screen up the electronics, maybe the volcano will blow up, okay, and release this energy, and for sure the fault will be under stress. And it is already on my site, where you will know all what transpired during those days, because as always it does. With Neptune into the world of Aquarius, understand that Neptune rules anything that is highly spiritual and psychic. Or, for example, when I'm going to be going to Hawaii, I'm going to be teaching my students astropsychology through the structure of astrology, but I'm also going to teach them not only the forces of the subconscious controlled by Neptune, but also the astro tarot by using the cards, and the cards involve intuition, symbolism, metaphor. So Neptune's going to add to the genius of Aquarius his spirituality, his creativity, his intuition. Of course, for those who are not lucky enough to have a good teacher to guide them into cosmic consciousness, they are going to fall for biblical, apocalyptic time, waiting for Elvis to come back. Was that Elvis? Jesus, sorry. I believe Elvis is coming back too. See how stupid that sounds? My gosh, this world needs to grow up. It's about time they start to get rid of this apocalyptic bull and realize that politically oriented church of the old days wanted to have control and power, and they used the instinct of preservation of human by telling you, my gosh, if you don't follow my teaching and give me some money, you're going to go to hell. Come on, wake up, people. Grow up. The age of Pisces and destructive, deceiving energy that kills people for their deities at the very moment I'm speaking to you has to get off this world. And the essence of all religion has to be used in a very universal way. I'm not saying destroy Christianity or destroy Muslims and whatever. I'm not saying that at all, because you have to remember that all those religions, you know it or not, you're aware or not, are based upon the constellations of the zodiac. It always says, you know, oh, well, it's against God to look at astrology. Well, each time a Christian looks at his watch, he's looking at an astrological chart. But of course, your Christian friend is not educated, because he was not supposed to get the information, because the church needs his money. For some reason, Jesus, Allah, Buddha always needs money. I don't understand. All right, Uranus in Pisces, that is exactly what I was referring earlier, the new age of Aquarius, serious technological advance, the connection finally with extraterrestrial, the ingenuity of mankind, television, the World Wide Web, the invention of the internet, allowing people like me to reach people that have been religiously poisoned and feed them with something else than Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, but instead an option to investigate the transcendent forces of the universe interacting with humans' affairs, with the weather. And that's why my website is designed to educate you. If you take the time to read my material, you will see that I got it. I'm not making it up. I'm not cocky. I am real. I am me. That's all. All is that, and that is all. That's me. That's Dr. Tree. You like me or you hate me, it's your choice. If you don't like me, well, turn that damn thing off. If you love me, yeah, well, turn it up. That's it. That's me. Now, this planet into the sign of Pisces It's going to give you quite a lot of options to raise your awareness, to raise your cosmic consciousness, and to understand how the energy of any planet interacts with our being, with our reasoning, with our feeling, with our reaction to each other. And 99.9% of the people on this planet are robots of the stars. And I made my full-time mission to wake you up, to wake you up, cast aside your fear, remove your ignorance, and replace it with true light. I have the light for you. You just have to ask. You shall receive. All right. Now, remember, Pisces rules the oceans. Uranus rules the sudden release of energy. Why do you think I predict all the hurricane and the tsunami in Asia? I knew that this planet was going to move the belly of the earth right under the depth of every single ocean and produce tsunami and nasty, nasty reaction with the atmosphere creating all sorts of tornado and, of course, hurricanes. Well, when Uranus gets out of Pisces, people, that will stop. Doesn't mean we're going to go to hell. It's the end of the world. Hello. It's just a clock. It's just a timing. The Earth has received this position many, many times before. And each time that planet goes into this sign, it produces such an impact. But hey, how much do we really know? What the heck do we really know? What the blip do we really know when it comes to the stars? I do. And I got so many people that have trusted me that are joining me in Hawaii. You watch these people becoming leaders of the mind and helping me in furthering mankind cosmic consciousness and free them from ignorance and fears and religious poisoning. I'm so proud to be able to teach these people. All these people are privileged select. They have no clue why they have been picked up by the universe. They think they are just going to learn a trade and make a good life and learn the secrets of the universe. Oh my gosh, they are on for a big surprise. Every one of my students is a privileged select out of the billions of people on this earth. These are the people that the universe has picked to be my students. Ho, ho, ho. Wait a minute here. No accident. My favorite phrase. A head of the dragon, still in Aries. That's me. I was born with the head of the dragon in Aries. Remember, Aries is the leader of the zodiac. Anytime you have Aries, you're going to be harassed to find yourself. Anytime you have Aries, you have to find yourself. Anytime you have Aries, dragon said, regardless of what you do, you are going to have a follow-up. You can have a website and a newsletter that goes all over the world like me. Or you can have your MySpace.com little thing. You will still, if you have the head of the dragon in Aries, be put in a position of leader where people have to listen to you and gain from you. They gain bull if you're into sex. They gain sex. If you're into religion, they get religion. If you're into the arts, they get art. If you're into the stars, they get stars. It depends on what type of leadership you are set by the universe to lead. And the beauty is that regardless of where you are at, you can always increase your vibration and lead people towards the ultimate. And that is freedom and happiness and fulfillment, enriching balance and harmony in every area of their life because of your leadership and your ability to lead them where they belong, and that is to the light. That's what I do, and what my student will do. His head of the dragon in Aries makes people competitive, stubborn, direct. Hey, that's me. Especially when you have the head of the dragon in the third house that rules the way I speak and express myself. This is why I particularly love the word imbecile. Got a problem with stupidity, people. Hey, I was born that way. Don't blame me. It's my stars. Venus is in Aries. The goddess of love and beauty is into the sign of Aries. Well, remember, Aries doesn't think. Aries goes. And Venus is love and romance. So people born with Venus in Aries will go for the physical beauty of a person, more for what the essence of the security or the intelligence is all about. Now, that's the baby of the zodiac. So more than any other sign of the zodiac, Venus in Aries will make physical shows, not smart shows, and of course in the process being burned by being emotionally disturbed a few times, so that finally the soul realizes there is more than a pretty face. Okay. All right. Now, we've been through the belt of the zodiac. Every one of you has his ears stuck against the speakers, the radio. And it's time for you to give me a buzz if you want me to check a little bit about you, unless you decide to keep listening, and that's okay with me. So many people have said to me, Dr. Cherry, don't stop. You know, people calling is fine because you talk about their lives, you talk about their stars, but don't stop. Tell us more. Tell us more. But you know what? You could also call and ask questions, not just about you. Question about UFOs, about your dreams, question about numerology, chiromancy, question about the stars. Hey, that's what I'm here for, right? All right. Now, let me talk a little bit more about this course in Hawaii. But first of all, I want to thank the so many of you who have trusted me to teach you the secret of the universal mind. I hope that every one of you has already connected with Christy. God, thanks for that. I've got that very, very nice girl willing to help me to structure this class. And that is phenomenal. So if you're listening, Christy, honey, thank you so much for your support and your help. Couldn't have done without you. So many nice people. You know, we want to know about rent a car. We want to know about trying to save some money if we cannot afford to stay in the center in a big island. Maybe share a room together. There's so many things that Christy has helped me to establish since she has helped me. And I'm glad. I'm glad that that girl is in my life helping me there. Of course, now I have my new girlfriend, Jessie. And slowly but surely, Jesse is going to be trained to do the job. So when you call the office, you're going to hear her beautiful voice. Of course, she's soft-spoken. So I'm trying to explain to her it's important that she comes up a little bit more, you know, strong and assertive so that people don't feel that she is insecure. You know, I am the leader, and she is born like me with the head of the dragon in Aries. So, what a match. What a match. Not only she's absolutely gorgeous, but she's very feminine, very beautiful, and very, very smart. That's why she gave me her heart. Put it this way. All right. So, let's see. In Hawaii, and it's going to be challenging for many of you, because you will have to digest in 5 days or so over 40 years of my life. It ain't going to be an easy game, don't get me wrong. But don't be shy or insecure about either graduating or understanding my work, because there is no mathematics, and I can guarantee you that you're not going to fail. Each one of my students will graduate. This is what I see. This is what I said. This is what I have seen in the past. The way I teach is totally unique. I will harass every one of my students until they get it. And they cannot do otherwise because I use my artwork. I use symbolism. I use story. Now, if I have to dance, if I have to jump on my head, if I have to joke, if I have to be rough and rude, I will be. Be prepared. You know, people get sometimes very shy when I jump in their face and say, hey, this and that. You know, that's the Aries in me. So don't take it personally if I come up very strong, because ultimately I'm doing you a favor and you don't know. It's part of my philosophy to be a very dedicated and very strong teacher. Meantime, it doesn't mean I'm not aware of your feelings, because I know every one of you stars already have looked at your stars before you became student. So I know your strengths, I know your limitation. Now, I want you to listen to Jessie. Yeah? Jessie, say hello. Come here. Say hello to the audience.
Hello.
Now, you see, she sounds like she's 13 years old. Okay. Now, Jessie, what is it you like about astrology?
Astrology, it really helps you understand a lot about who you are and getting to just really understand everyone else around you and how the planets and
interact. And it's funny because, you know, Jessie is just in the process of learning, and she is willing, you know. The problem that I had with Samantha is that Samantha was not willing to talk to you. Many times I begged her, Samantha, you talk to my people out there. You know, they tune up. They want to know you. And she was insecure about it. I mean, what Jessie is showing me that she is actually in Aries head, and she is willing to communicate, and she is willing to learn, and she is willing to help the many of you out there. So now you heard her voice. Again, she's not 13 years old, but she is a very soft, sparkling, beautiful little girl. And behind that gentle little voice, there is a very, very sharp wit. There is a very, very old soul. And this is one of the reasons that I decided to connect with her and take a ride together into the universe and with you or my people. By the way, she is coming to San Francisco. So if you decide to join us, and you should because it's going to be an interesting conference, you are going to meet Jessie out there. Okay? And I know many of you are going to see her. Many of you are come and say hello to her someone, you know, but don't be shy, you know. She's just a beautiful, beautiful soul, and I feel very, very strongly that this girl is going to stand by me and help me to promote my work and at the same time fulfill my mission. And who knows, maybe she is the one who's going to take over when it's time for me to back off. And I need somebody. This is why I am very, very concerned in finding somebody that has the right UCI so that she can speak my language. She has the will, the drive to learn, and the dexterity to explain it, the ability to communicate it, to teach it, and even the discipline to write about it. And Jessie has all of the above. She is a very refined artist. She is very gifted with computers. She is a natural leader. Of course, all the strengths and all the powers dispersed into a multitude of endeavors that many people would see it as wasted, but ultimately she's geared to help people. And that is a motivation, and this is what is really priceless, and that's what tells me that I was asking for her. I was asking for a soul that has all that. I'm very, very popular. Oh, my gosh, am I popular? It's just ridiculous. It's unhuman. I have the choice, okay? And even though the Jessie is absolutely incredibly gorgeous, I am not looking at her just because of her beauty. I'm looking at the essence of the soul. I'm looking at the color of the soul, at the energy that makes Jessie. I'm looking at this part of the divine, at this part of the universe that designed and made her, so to speak. And I look at it the way that I know how. And it's absolutely phenomenal to see such a variation that incidentally connected naturally to my own variation. It's like a rainbow, you know. I can see all the colors, and it's pretty impossible to find nasty colors in a rainbow. And it's like a double rainbow. I saw her colors and I saw mine above, and I want to get all this together. That's what I want to do with her. So that's one of the best ways for me to express not only my feelings, but my gratitude to the universe to have finally signed me a girl that has a good head on her shoulder, that has the stars to back me up, that has the wits and the drive to do well for the world and for herself. So I am very, very proud to finally have found that girl, and very proud to introduce Jesse to you people. All right, so now you know the rest of the story. So I have to make sure that you understand that each one of these planets out there are both positive and negative. And I always take some very silly example, but sometimes I have to go down to people's level when they don't understand. I'm talking, for example, the sun. Without the sun, we all die. We need the sun to survive every single day. We need his ray to warm the earth. It is the essence of life, number one. Without the sun, we die. And then I turned around and I said, you know what? If you hang around my pool in another 3 or 4 weeks from today, you're going to rust your butt. With 120 degrees in the sun, the sun's going to burn you. And you won't be able to walk, and it's going to burn everything. If you don't pour any water, if you don't put some shadow over your plants or your growth, everything's going to die. So the sun creative force can be used progressively and positively to grow anything, but it can also burn you. And guess what? You don't just have the sun interacting within your life. You also have Mars, Mercury, the Moon, Venus. Venus, let's talk about Venus. What's the positive aspect of Venus? Well, Venus is love. Venus is Libra. Venus is Taurus. Venus is diplomacy. Venus is savoir-faire. And one of the reasons, again, why Jessie is so soft-spoken is because she was born with a Libra rising, and she is a dragon's tail in Libra. So naturally, she is a Libra. She is a beauty, physically, spiritually, intellectually, emotionally. She is very refined, and I can see the Libra in her sometime when she is indecising about, you know, certain things and making up her mind. So this is where I came in, knowing that I'm already on my dragon side, I make the decision for her. But I'm always trying to make her aware that to be more firm in her words and to make people aware that she's in charge. She doesn't have to stack herself on her tail and become a doormat or turn herself into a Zorro by helping people when they never ask for help or when they don't need help or when they are abusing her. Okay, that's the problem with a Libra tail, so to speak. So Venus, on a positive impact, if you're born with a very powerful Venus in your chart, first of all, you're going to be extraordinarily magnetic. Now, the magnetism means also, of course, the way you're designed by the universe is extraordinarily symmetrical, which means you are very beautiful left and right. You're well balanced, and the universe, Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, is so preeminent. She's so preeminent in your chart. She gives you beauty. She gives you very refined feature, not only through your words, but the way you move, the way you talk. You are a Venusian. You're from the planet of love and beauty, okay? So that if this planet is overrunning your chart for a good 35 or 45%, you're going to be a Brad Pitt. You're going to be a Jesse. You're going to be a Dr. Cherry. I might be as a dog. Sorry. I'm joking. But what I'm trying to say is this Venus will also give you tremendous ability with the art. See, I play piano, I play guitar, I play flute, I draw. My gosh, today Jessie showed me for the first time some of her artwork. I was literally blown away. Now, this is where I perceive the beauty of Venus being so preeminent in her chart. Okay? So that is the beauty of a very positive Venus, being creative, artistic, beautiful, soft-spoken, artistic. I mean, Libra rules balance and harmony and rules partnerships and marriage and contract and legality. And unless you're nice and loving and decent and diplomatic, you ain't going to be able to keep your relationship going. That's why Libra rules marriage, the seventh house of marriage, Libra. Okay? So that is the positive aspect of this point. What is the negative aspect? The negative aspect of a overdeveloped Venus is that you are lazy. You do not want to keep your environment organized because you are lazy. You eat too much of the good things of life become to you too easy. And most of the time, it is comically said in a way that if you don't line up and correct that Venusian energy, you're going to lose the benefit, you're going to lose the good deal, or you're going to gain ultra weight, and you're going to lose, of course, attractiveness in the process. You could also be promiscuous, knowing that you're extraordinarily beautiful. You want to use your beauty, your sex appeal to manipulate other people, and again, that brings karma. Because the universe blessed you with supreme beauty or supreme savoir-faire, you have to be responsible. It's like the universe granted me with so much power in terms of understanding other people. I could easily manipulate it if I wanted to. But there's no such a thing in my character. I'm so direct, I'm so honest, it's just totally ridiculous. I have absolutely nothing hidden. And you already know by reading my newsletter or listening to this show that I am me. I mean, because I have the dragon set in Aries and I lead myself 150% on my dragon set. However, I can tap on my dragon set in Libra, which had cost me greatly in the past because I use my heart. I use the nice side of myself. And in the process, of course, I have attracted a lot of people that did not deserve me. But ultimately, I had to learn. I had to realize that by being too nice, I was just asking for trouble. Because people are not like you. They're not supremely Venusian. They see your beauty and your savoir-faire.
We have a caller.
As a form of weakness, and they get to you.
Would you like me to put the caller on?
Go ahead. Who is this?
You got it. I'll put him on here in 5 seconds.
Thank you very much. Okay, caller, you got to tell me first where you're calling me from.
Hello, Dr. Terry. It's Barry.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Terry.
What's your name?
It's Barry from Edmonton. How are you?
Hello? 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 Are you here, caller?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, this is Barry from Edmonton. How are you tonight?
And where are you at, my friend?
I'm in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
In Canada. And what can I do for you, my friend?
You know, I'm so fascinated by your experience with the extraterrestrials there. I was just wondering if, from your experience, you have an understanding of what their higher agenda is.
Of course, my friend. Extraterrestrials are the gardener of our Earth. You know, it's like if you wanna keep the wildlife in good condition, let's say a bear, you're going to dart the bear, you're going to look at the bear, you're going to take some blood samples, you're going to check the bear, make sure it's in good condition. The next thing you know, you give him an antidote and the bear goes back normal. So the bear would see us as ET and would not understand really that we are looking for his welfare. This is why much of the abduction are done in such a way. Do I make sense again?
That makes sense. So are you saying that all the abductions, are there good abductions and negative abductions at the same time?
You have a hierarchy out there of extraterrestrial. Different groups of ETs have put their experiment in different places of the world. It's why you have black people, you have Asiatic people, you have European people. Each one of these extraterrestrial groups had their experiment. And ultimately, as we progress and geographically we become more connected, they want to see how we connect with each other, how each experiment will either destroy themselves or learn to adapt to each other, as you can see with the news or what's happening with the Middle East and United States. Two very different countries are controlled by different groups of extraterrestrial and, of course, different stars, because each one of these extraterrestrials are coming from a very specific star pattern, from the Pleiades, from the constellation of Draco, from Mars, from Mercury, or from outside jurisdictions of our solar system. It's mind-boggling to tell you where the essence of extraterrestrial is coming from. But rest assured that they are, in my true, pure knowledge, the gardener of this world. And they will make sure at the end we don't blow up this place.
beautiful.
And one of the reasons is because they are like us, interconnected with the scheme of things. So if this Earth happens to have some problems, not only the experiment will be failing, which is something they don't want, but also it would affect their own agenda.
Which species did you make contact with?
The ET that I was in contact with?
Yeah, which species were they?
I was in contact with, the Greys are the robots. They're dignified robots. They're the one who fly the saucers. They're the one who are doing the abduction. They are the one who cut the cows. They're doing the experiments. They are the workers, so to speak. They are dignified robots. And then you have the management. You know, it's like the hierarchy of the government, from the president to foreigners working the fields. Do I make sense again?
You do, absolutely.
But rest assured, my friend, that this extraterrestrial intelligence is set to help us, and you should be confident. But again, remember, magnet will not attract a piece of wood. You seem to be very advanced, and because of such an attitude and faith or curiosity, you could easily attract incredible experiences such as what happened to me. And when that happened, then you understand your world would turn around, my friend. I mean, your conception of life and reality would be totally, totally upside down. And you would laugh. You will laugh at all this junk, running this world politically and religiously, or scientifically for that matter, knowing that such a powerful force is regimenting everything in the back of our head, in the stars.
Well, I can tell you I've made contact through meditation, and I've seen them up in the sky, but that's as close as I've gotten to them.
Well, if you want to contact with extraterrestrial, they use a planet called Uranus, which is the planet who regulates the extraterrestrial's affair. They use that energy to transcend into our solar system from a parallel world. So another word to make it easier for you, when the moon goes into the sign of Aquarius, which will be this weekend, this is where you want to go out. However, it may be a good idea if you wait for a good moon so that you stay clear from the negative group of ETs. Again, moon power would tell you all that in details.
There are negative groups out there that are working against us.
Oh, wait, my friend, you cannot have a day without a night, a front without a back. You cannot have a god without a devil. You have different groups of ETs that are challenging each other. And it's just the way it is. It's just the nature of things. And you can easily attract right people or wrong people in your life as much as you can attract good experience, good ETs or bad ETs. It's just the way it is.
That's fascinating. Speaking of attraction, I'd like to know a little bit more about my girlfriend and how I can connect with her on a deeper level, Dr. Church.
What month was she born?
She was born on December 23rd.
What year?
1985.
Well, my friend, you're dealing with a lady that was born with the tail of the dragon in Scorpio. And the tail of the dragon in Scorpio is in the subconscious, so that could make her very destructive, very private, and trustful to people. And that's 3 or 4 years she went through some very deep psychological changes because the tail was cruising through the sign of Scorpio, right in her subconscious. So if she doesn't know about the one of witchcraft residue, the one of power with metaphysics, she might use all this power against her. And who knows? Is she religious or not?
No, she is not.
Okay, good. And she is a white witch. She's got the tail of the dragon in Scorpio. And she's a very old soul.
Yes, but at
the same time, she has this destructive streak about herself. Has she been married before?
No, but she has been with another man, and
I see some resentment. She's been hurt.
Yes, she has.
It's gonna take a while because she wants security and she wants solidity.
Yes, she does.
And she's been hurt, so you need to play safe. You need to make sure that she knows that you care for her. Don't be shy. Woman likes, when you show affection. This way, they feel more secure. They know that they have somebody that they can rely and trust, and show her love, show her respect, of course, and make sure that you don't overdo it, because that could be turning into abusing you in the long run. You gotta keep it in control. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Well, your best shot would be maybe to do a reading for her birthday and let me conserve from distance through full life reading.
Yes, I would like
to understand her strengths, her weakness, and everything else for that matter.
I would like to do that, and thanks again, Dr. Turi, and you have a good night.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for your trust in my work, my friend.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, hey, people, we come at the end of that show. I know you've been sticking your ear against the receiver, the speaker. You'd rather listen to me than to listen to other people calling. I appreciate all that. But, hey, we come at the end of the show. We shall see you next Wednesday. Good night, America.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.